Domine convertere et eripe anima meam. Salvum me fac propter misericordia.
January 20, 2021, Mark 3:1-6, a healing on Shabbat. Another time he went into the synagogue, and there was a man present whose hand was withered. And they were watching him to see if he would cure him on the Shabbat day, hoping for something to charge him with. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Get up and stand in the middle." Then he said to them, "Is it permitted on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they said nothing. Then he looked angrily around them, grieved to find them so obstinate, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and began at once to plot with the Herodians against him, discussing how to destroy him. What is the state of the heart when you are looking for a reason to accuse someone? It has to be an obdurate or very wounded heart, a heart that is confused and is no longer able to examine a matter really freely. Jesus suffers in today's Gospel in the encounter with such hearts. He is watched suspiciously. Will he do something that is not allowed? Actually, the Pharisees are only waiting for that. The text refers us to the man with the withered hand, who is in the synagogue. One almost feels the tension that grips the observers. Will he do it? The suffering of the man becomes a minor matter for them. But Jesus is not deterred from doing good, from healing a man in his grave distress, even if he perceives the hostile atmosphere. But Jesus does not stop to heal. Not only does he want to help the sick man, but he also wants to give a chance to those who are hardened in their heart, who are sick in the heart. Is it permitted on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? He asked. Actually, one should think, at the latest now, the right answer must come. At the latest now, one will change one's mind. Because it should be allowed to do good. Or do they really think that you are not allowed to do good on the Shabbat? Not even to heal the sick? We do not know exactly what they were thinking, because they are silent. Silence in this case means avoiding an answer that would have made the matter obvious. Jesus could have given other examples. For example, that everyone leads his animal to the watering place on the Shabbat. But he does not say any more. He just looks at them one by one. How will they have felt under his gaze? Did they feel the sorrow of Jesus? Did they feel his anger that they kept their heart closed and were not ready to take a step, at least a small step? Well, Jesus does not let their hardened heart stop him. Why should he? The will to help is greater than the fear of what might happen. The wickedness of the evil heart is now maturing among the Pharisees. They make the decision to kill Jesus. There is no turning back with these closed hearts. the fruit of the closed heart is death. The inner death and the death that is spread outwards. Jesus is no longer bearable for the Pharisees. What can we learn from this gospel? None of us wants to become the murderer of another. None of us should become suicidal, so to speak, when the heart closes more and more. First of all, let us take care of our own heart. What is in our heart? Jesus reminds us that all evil comes from the heart. It is not what comes from outside that makes us unclean, but what comes from within, the New Testament tells us. So don't close yourself off inwardly or ignore it when you notice something in your heart that is not right. Hostility, secrecy, arrogance, accusations, coldness, and so on. But how can we notice it? Often we are blind to ourselves and perhaps we do not even perceive our heart. We can place ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Jesus, look at me. Is there something in my heart that is not right? Do I hold out your gaze? If you look at me sadly, is there any hardness in me that closes me? Please show it to me. So we must be honest. Are we too legal? Do we subordinate everything to the legal and are no longer able to understand in the Spirit as the Apostle teaches us? And then the question, what is the good we can do now? Where can I take a step that pleases Jesus? Let us let the Lord's gaze rest on us without fear and ask Him to purify our heart. Even when darkness rises in our heart, let us not run away, but let us open the darkness to the loving mercy of God. Let us not forget, God does not expect us to be perfect already. He supports us in every stage of our life. It is better to recognize our own darkness and open it before God than to pass over it and remain trapped in it. Jesus is waiting for our next step, just as he gave the Pharisees a chance. Let us use it so that we may live and love more and more. The Lord offers us the grace for this. Let us answer simply and entrust our hearts to him. God is greater than our heart.
Today we hear the offertory verse that says, "Turn, O Lord, deliver my life, save me for the sake of thy steadfast love."
Domine convertere et eripe anima. Salvum me fac propter misericordiam.